it's really important to understand one's own culture and think about the ways that impacts students. I think one of the most important aspects of that is without the recognition of one's own culture, we start to see that the practices that we're engaged in, our ways of being, our ways of knowing as sort of normal. And we may, as a result, demean ways of being and knowing that are different than ours as abnormal, as substandard. So understanding one's own culture allows us to see that the culture itself isn't neutral, that everybody has their own culture and their own ways of understanding, not just people we deem as different than us. And so that supports recognizing the culture of everybody in the classroom, including the teacher. It's important to recognize that schools themselves have cultures and classrooms themselves have cultures. Again, it goes back to this idea that when we don't recognize that there is a culture of a place that has been developed over time and within a specific context, we start to see that as normal or neutral, and everything that deviates from that as abnormal, instead of just seeing like, oh, hey, this developed over time and is the product of our expectations, of our ways of being, of our goals and ideas for the purpose of schools and the purpose of education. And those vary across time and space. And I think the culture of schools and classrooms, particularly within the context of the United States, there's a very strong historical component that often we overlook, that we just sort of accept it as this is the way it is, rather than questioning how did it get this way and does it serve the needs of the teacher, of the building staff, of the students, of their families, recognizing that every school and every classroom has a culture and that culture arises from the development of school itself within the United States, but also of that particular location is really helpful to recognizing the ways we can change or keep the different practices and policies that serve us well, and we can discard or change things that aren't serving us well to reflect the changing culture of the classroom and of the school.